But praise the Lord. You know, last month it was Mother's Day, and I told you mothers that you guys had a high calling. Well, as fathers, we have a very high calling also. More in line with what God wants from us. There's a way God wanted men to be raised up, and I remember seeing the movie 300. Remember how the little boy had to go fight a wolf, and I mean, to be a man, he had to go through some stuff, you know. And as a young kid, that was good. I like that, you know. But thank God we didn't have to do that. But there is a way for the man to be. We weren't meant to be little thieves and gang bangers and druggies and alcoholics. That wasn't our calling. That's something we fell into, you know. Because the world is full of sin. I like the quote that we say, "You best raise your kids up in the ways of the Lord, because the world will raise them up in the ways of the world." Right? You guys, I don't need to break that down for you, right? You guys get that. If we don't raise our kids up in the ways of the Lord, they'll be like us, like we were. And that's a fact, Jack. But every child has two fathers. The human father, the father of the body, and the divine father, the father of his spirit. Only till we get a glimpse of the father heart of God can we be real fathers and mothers to our children. Should I say it again? Only until we get a glimpse of the father heart of God can we be real fathers and mothers to our children. You know, that's a fact, Jack, because that looks like it's going to be my quote for today. That's a fact, Jack. But before Christ, I had no clue even to be a husband, much less a father. But when I became a Christian and I got to know the heart of God, and then I was prepared to do what I had to do to be a husband and do what I have to do to be a father. Until we get a glimpse of the father heart of God, can we be real fathers and mothers to our children? We didn't know how to do this until we started hearing the truth of the word of God. You know, father and mother are as God is to the child. They are to the child in the place of God until the child's awakening thought can be transferred to his parents' God. Let me explain that. A child to a child, we're God to baby Addy. Stephanie Jr. is God because she needs them. She relies on them for everything, right? So until she grows up and starts walking on her own and understanding that they go to church and they worship a God, until that light goes on, then she'll start raising her hands to the Father up in heaven. Father and mother are as God to the child. They are to the child in the place of God until the child's awakening thought can be transferred to his or her parents' God. Your children will worship what you worship. My gosh. The child looks up to us as we look up to God. Do I need to repeat those? That was a hard one, Pastor. Your children will worship what you worship. If I'm dabbling around with whatever sin, my child's going to think that's all right. That's life. Monkey see, monkey do, somebody. But the Father, I'm speaking about our Father God. That's what I want to speak about today. And our Father God comes into our life and gives us salvation. But there's one item that we need for salvation, and that is wisdom. Wisdom. Let's go to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2. This is the book of wisdom. The book of Proverbs, the first seven Proverbs, they all start with my son. If you go to chapter 3, it says my son. If you go to chapter 4, listen, my sons. Chapter 5 says my son. They're all to my son and my daughters, you know. That's Solomon's words, and they are in the Bible, so they are the word of God also. Amen. But let's start at verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of the faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless us today, Lord. Bless the fathers, Father God. Bless whatever we go on to do today, Lord. I ask that you bless us right now with your word, Father God. Give us understanding today, Lord, and help us to keep it as a treasure in our heart, Father God, what we hear today, so we can apply it to our lives, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. So the first seven Proverbs starts with my son. It's a direction to his son. All the teachings of the Bible direct us to one thing, and that is wisdom. Wisdom unto salvation. Being saved. Or safe. Now in this text, Solomon tells us by what means we must use to obtain wisdom. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. He says, my son, if you accept my words. Accept means to receive. In order to do anything for the kingdom, you have to be convinced that God's word is wisdom. You guys get that? In order to do anything in the kingdom, you have to be convinced that God's word is wisdom. If I'm going to be a good Christian, have my life turn around and prosper as God wants me to prosper, I have to be convinced that God's word is number one, man. That God's word is true and right, and I should live by it. I have to be convinced of that. Not just la-di-da, you know, it was good today and go home and be the same. No, I have to be convinced that what I heard today, man, I got to apply that to my life. I want to be blessed in my life. you have to be convinced that God's word is wisdom. Therefore, we must hide his words with us as if a treasure, it says. Let's see. And store my commands within you. Therefore, we must hide them with us as if a treasure and be afraid of being robbed. People in the old days, when they had a lot of money, they'd hide it. They would hide it because why? Because they didn't want it to be robbed. And God's word, we have to hold it right here, hoping that Satan doesn't take it from us. Because that's what I live by now. I've come to accept that God's word is right and true. And if I live by it, I got to hold it tight to me. Because that's what... Wisdom can never benefit us if it is not received and treasured. That's so good. I had to write that down. Wisdom can never benefit us if it is not received and treasured. What is that saying? I'm saying if I didn't receive what I heard today or last, write notes or something, then it's not going to be no benefit to us. It went one ear and went out the other, right? It needs. Maybe a gift you got from somebody, a loved one. You treasure it, so you put it away, right? You store things that you and watch your life struggle. Can anyone agree with that? I can firsthand. When I didn't. We need to listen to wisdom. Not just hear it. Listen to wisdom. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying hearing and listening are two different things. When you listen to someone, you hear. I just heard it. But when you're, come on, Tita. You're listening. You want to know what they said. You try to listen. You try to listen. You want to hear the chisme, somebody. When you listen. That's what, listening is. Amen. It says, turn your ear to wisdom. Solomon's saying, my son, turn your ear to wisdom, man. Listen to stuff that's gonna improve you, that's gonna help you. Not worthless. My little girl's in TikTok. Any of these YouTube stuff, man. God, really? It's worthless stuff, man. Listen to. Turn your ear to wisdom. When we listen to somebody giving God's word or God's word is wisdom. Here you go. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Let's go there, somebody. I'm going to ask you if it's wisdom. Who has it? First Corinthians 15:33. Got it? Want to say it out loud, please? Oh, all right. Correct or incorrect? Is that wisdom? Come on, somebody. If you want to fly like an eagle, don't hang around what? A bunch of turkeys. You know, you want to fly like an eagle, man. So don't hang around with knuckleheads down here that are getting in trouble and causing mamadas. You know? I want to fly like an eagle, man. That means I got to go, clowns, bunch of clowns, man. You know? I'm going someplace with life, man. You know, I had to leave some friends behind, you know? Because we're all in the same boat. You know? You guys all heard that before. We're all in the same boat. Kicking it in the boat, going nowhere, just floating down the stream, just kicking it, man. Man, you know, Peter said, man, Lord, if that's you, call me. Call me. If that's you out there, then call me and let me come to you on the water. Woo, man. If you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat, somebody. Amen? So, 1 Corinthians 15:33. It's wisdom, right? Good. Matthew 6:33, somebody. Matthew 6:33. Can't wait to try that fryer out. Like, man, I see it sitting in my living room, like, man. Matthew 6:33, Sister Dulce, go ahead. Loud, please, louder. Is that wisdom? It's wisdom. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. Got it, Junior? 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. Second Corinthians 5:14-15. Ready? Go ahead. Right? How do you say it? How did that last part say that those that's wisdom because in God's kingdom we have to die to ourselves, and as long as I'm living, I'm God. But if God's number one in my life, I have to let myself go and take under him, man, and follow God's ways. I can no longer live for myself, but live for God. And you know what? As a father, that puts me right in line with God. Because why? Because Jesus died, man. I got to die. You know? Man, church, I said it couple weeks ago, I think, you know, it takes real men to lay down their selfishness.